Well, good morning on this beautiful Sunday morning. This is Dana Sarig, and I am sitting in for Mike Sarig. He is taking a day off to rest and relax and just recover. He gets he does so many series, and he is speaking weekly, and so it's kind of nice to give him a break. Vital Ministries is our main ministry, and we have Vital Men devotions. We have Vital Men who meet in Ottumwa, New Sharon, and Oskaloosa. We also have Vital Life devotionals that go out on the Vital Ministries website. So if you want to get connected or just want to do a daily devotional, or if you want to get together with some men on a weekly basis, it's a men's group, men supporting men and helping them be better. You can go to our website at vitalministries.org. You can receive daily devotionals, and you can get information that you might need to help you in your life and your journey. Also, this is a really neat thing. Mike also speaks at the Lighthouse Church in New Sharon. We moved to the country, oh, about 2.5 years ago, going on. We're going to be in our third year starting this fall, so it's really gone by very fast. We needed to find, we wanted to find a small church to go to in our area. We happened upon the Lighthouse Church. I had gone by that church several times, and I just felt drawn to it. So we went and started attending 2 years ago. Seems like it's been the blink of an eye. As we attended there, Mike, ministry opens up for Mike, and it's just amazing how God works and blesses. And ministry opened up at Lighthouse Church, and Mike is now the part-time pastor there. He's the pastor there, actually, and he is loving every second of it. We love the people, we love the community, and Mike is just enjoying the messages that he's been creating. The last series was Audacious Faith. It was a wonderful series on Elijah and Elisha, and having audacious faith and audacious promises and audacious blessings. Another series will be coming up. Not quite sure where he's going, but tentatively, The Me I Want to Be is a series coming up that he will be doing, and then also a series on how to pray. Now, if you want to view these messages, they're on the Lighthouse of New Sharon. They have a Facebook page, and they YouTube the messages. So I highly recommend, if you want to get some good messages from Mike, not only from Vital Ministries, the weekly message that he does on KBEO radio. Sorry about that, a little tongue twister there. So on the radio station 104.9, where he does his Vital Ministries messages, you can also go to the Lighthouse Church, and there will be his messages on the YouTube that you can go to. And they're just really good. I learn something every time. He has points he brings out, and with those messages come, how do you apply it to your life? How do I walk with God, and how do I work my life with God, and how do I build my relationship with Him, and how do I live? How do I represent God well? So I just highly recommend, go to vitalministries.org for devotionals, and if you want to get in contact with Vital Men and get in a group there, And then also at the Lighthouse Church, there are the YouTube messages that go out online. And then there's also the men's breakfast that is the Warrior Breakfast at the Lighthouse Church on the first Saturday of every month. Now that breakfast is not going right now. Summer is break time, but there'll be a kickoff in September. So just coming up in September, there will be a kickoff for Vital Men, starting back up, attending those for the men, and then also the Warrior Breakfasts for the men with their sons and grandfathers, and uncles can attend that. So just a lot of good things at vitalministries.org, and with Mike just having ministry opened up to him and him grabbing it and just grabbing those blessings from the Lord. How amazing is that? So, well, again, this is Dana Sarig. I'm Mike's wife. I'm sitting in for him today so he can have a break. My message today regards working together and supporting each other. That's my main gift. My main gift is support. I'm good in the background, supporting, helping, doing. I love to be able to come and go as I please for the most part. That's my glitch I have there. I don't like to be tied in or corralled too tightly. I'm kind of a free mover, want to come and go as I please. So I enjoy getting in there, supporting, helping, doing, working hard. I'm a good hard worker, love to do that. And so working together and supporting each other is what I'm going to be talking about today. Also, loving each other. How do we love each other? How do we show love? Different ways to show love. So that's what will be a part of the message today. Faithfulness. How can we be faithful? It can be hard to be faithful. The world wants to pummel us with, do what you want to do, be what you serve yourself, take care of you. But how do you be faithful? How are you faithful helping others and also maintaining your self-worth and your fullness? And that can only happen through the Lord. We know that. But being faithful, how do we do that? And then also the culmination will be loving God. It's important to put God first and foremost. He is number one. Loving God. And when you love him, he works all things out for your good. There could be some really terrible things happening. Or life could just be bombarding you with this, the next thing, and the next thing. And you're like, my goodness, is it ever going to stop? And how can you look at those and find God working things out for you? It's important to look for him in your daily life and how he's working things. There can be some terrible things going on, and having that attitude of giving it to him and letting him work it out and use you, and so working things out for your good. And he always has your good in mind. That is always his intention. God loves his people. Well, I'm reading out of 2 Kings 6, 1 through 7. Now, if you go to the Lighthouse Church of New Sharon's Facebook page and you get on the messages that Mike did the last 5 weeks, he was speaking about Elijah and Elisha. I always used to get those two mixed up, but I thought, okay, J comes first in the alphabet. So Elijah was first, the first prophet for Israel. And then Elisha, S-H, Elisha, came after and got he asked for a double portion. And he was a prophet for Israel. And he was mentored under Elijah. So these two prophets are in 2 Kings, and Mike did his series on audacious faith, audacious promise, audacious blessings, etc. There were five, and I didn't write those down, so my brain can't remember the other ones. But anyway, if you go to the Lighthouse Church Facebook page and you could click on those YouTube messages, you will learn a lot. And I know I did. He has really good points on getting those things and receiving those blessings from the Lord. So I'm continuing that series a little bit here, since this is Mike's break week, and I will also be speaking at the Lighthouse Church on Sunday morning on July 16. So I will be doing this message there again, but it will be just probably a smidge different. It's never the same two times in a row, but I will be speaking there on these topics, working together and supporting each other: love, faithfulness, love God, and He works all things out for our good. So I'm in 2 Kings 6, 1 through 7. The New International Version is what I'm reading from. An axe head floats. The company of prophets said to Elisha, "Look, the place where we meet with you is too small for us. Let us go to the Jordan where each of us can get a pole, and let us build a place there for us to meet." And he said, "Go." This is Elisha. He said, "Go." Then one of them said, "Won't you please come with your servants?" "I will," Elisha replied, and he went with them. They went to the Jordan and began to cut down trees. As one of them was cutting down a tree, the iron axe head fell into the water. "Oh no, my Lord," he cried out. "It was borrowed." The man of God, and that's Elisha, they called him the man of God. The man of God asked, "Where did it fall?" When he showed him the place, Elisha cut a stick and threw it there and made the iron float. "Lift it out," he said. The man reached out his hand and took it. Now, I want to preface the lesson. I've divided this up into two sections. So I have 2 Kings 6, 1 through 4 is the first part. I'm going to have some points there from these verses. So I'm going to read just 1 through 4, and I'm going to break that down. So 2 Kings 6, 1 through 4. The company of prophets said to Elisha, "Look, the place where we meet with you is too small for us. Let us go to the Jordan, where each of us can get a pole, and let us build a place there for us to meet." And he said, "Go." Then one of them said, "Won't you please come with your servants?" "I will," Elisha replied, and he went with them. They went to the Jordan and began to cut down trees. One thing I love about when I read the Bible, I'll read it at different times and different things will pop out to me, and God is speaking to me through His Word. And so different things will pop out different times I read the same scripture. It just amazes me. Many times it depends on where you are in your life, what part of the journey you're in, what you're going through, what are your needs. And so when you're reading the Bible and getting God's Word in you, He will speak to you through His Word. And you can know He's speaking to you through His Word when you know it's true if it's His Word. And you know that is truth. So through this passage, verses 1 through 4, what is the lesson? What I want you to know is you are surrounded by God even when you don't see Him. You're going to have battles. Your life will be full of troubles. Just know that. That's part of life here. Life could be closing in and surrounding on you on all sides. Don't forget to look up and see God by your side. Look past the problems. Look past the pressures. Look past the people that could be bringing you down or could be doing something to you that is hurtful. Look for God surrounding you. When you do that, you have His presence and protection. He is there with you in the battles. So know that. Okay? So these men were meeting in a place, and they were growing. They were meeting with Elisha. Their group was growing. They needed a bigger place. And so they wanted this man, the man of God, Elisha, to be with them as they went to go build this new place. So it's important to support each other for a common goal. When you are working out plans and you're working out God's plans, leaders lead and they also help. Helpers feel more secure and supported when leaders also serve and support. Elisha was doing this. He was a prophet. He was a leader. These men were meeting with him. And he went and served and supported with them. Everyone working together makes work more pleasant. And as I like to say, many hands make light work. I love working with a group of people because you start doing a small thing, and then when you look up, everybody's doing some small thing, but they add up to the big thing, and then the next thing you know, you're done. So, where we attend church at the Lighthouse Church, we have many things where people come together and they're doing jobs. Everybody's doing a small job. Some jobs are bigger than others, but everybody has their strengths and their gifts, and they're using them. So, for example, we hold potlucks during the fall, winter, and spring months, and we always have a potluck at the beginning of the month, and everyone brings a little bit of something, and it always adds up to a lot left over. It's just amazing. We also love the cooking that comes in. And so we always leave definitely very full and satisfied with the delicious cooking. So potlucks is where everyone helps. We have a prayer night on Wednesday nights. Prayer night is what anyone's welcome for that. You can be prayed for. You can have people, if you have somebody you need somebody to pray for them, we'll pray for them. And there's a prayer night on Wednesday nights from 6 to 6:30 where people come together and pray for the community, the state, the country, the government. They pray for people. And it's just a way to get together. And you also get to see answered prayers, which is amazing. We have a wonderful praise team at our Lighthouse Church. We have our leader. Her name is Jenny Edmondson. And she has taken that by the reins, and she is doing an amazing job getting us organized. I have always wanted to be on the praise team. I'm not the best singer, but I'm a great supporting singer. Not great. I shouldn't say great. I'm a very good, adequate supporting singer. I can support. And I get to be on the praise team. That is something I've always wanted to do. I cannot sing by myself, but I can sure help others and lift their voices up and support them. So we have many people coming together on the praise team and who come and sing, play guitar, play the keyboards, play the drums. It's just amazing the nice rotation she's got organized. So that has been such a blessing. Our children's ministry, Vacation Bible School, the FCA, that Fellowship of Christian Athletes that meets at our church. We have Janet who does that. We have Jenny who helps with that. We have people that come from outside the church that come in and help. And so we've got many hands in those ministries. We've got elders. Our elders are amazing, godly men that do the best they can, and they lead together. They break bread with each other whenever they meet. So they, when they have their meetings, they also have a dinner together, and they have camaraderie with each other, and they support each other. They're just godly men who lead our church and help with the many things that go on with doing things. We have a an amazing tech team, Kathy, Chris, and Steve, and et cetera. I can't even name everybody. They work those tech problems out. When you have those techie issues, we love technology, but sometimes it just, you got a thorn in your side with it as well. But just a great team working on that. Cleaning the church. We have a longtime, Kanitha, a longtime member of the church who has the cleaning down to a T, and she is a cleaning pro, and she keeps our church tidy. And I know there's others that come alongside and do that with her. Again, I'm one of those people in the background. I'm just in the background. We got those leaders leading, and then, okay, what do you need me to do? So Kanitha is one of those leading people. Painting. We've had a new paint job. And so Mike and Julie have done some painting in our church. Not some, a lot of updating the colors, and it's just so inviting. And then Sandy and Jenny picking colors. And then we have our secretary, Kathy. She's the hub. I'm a teacher. We know those secretaries are the hub. If I need something, I go to the secretaries at my school. When we need something, we go to Kathy at our church. And then Mike. Mike has stepped up to the plate with this blessing. It's been an open blessing that God has given to him, putting ministry in his path. He has accepted the pastor's position at the Lighthouse Church. With Vital Ministries, the radio, and the Vital Men, and then the Warrior Breakfast, just ministering to the community and building people up. So point number one, Elisha was a man of God. He was looked on as a leader. The men needed to have him present in the work. With his presence, they felt supported and were better able to work toward their goal. As we work together in our community, our church, wherever you are, as you are working together, support each other and work. Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or discouraged because of battles. For there is a greater power with us. With people, we have the arm of flesh, and we can get weak and discouraged. But the Lord our God will help fight battles. Keep God first and follow Jesus. Follow Jesus' example. He is God. He gave us God's example on earth. He was who God is. Follow Jesus' example when working with others. Serve and thank each other. Now I'm going to go into 2 Kings 6, 5 through 7. As one of them was cutting down a tree, the iron axe head fell into the water. "Oh no, my Lord," he cried out. "It was borrowed." The man of God asked, "Where did it fall?" When he showed him the place, Elisha cut a stick and threw it there and made the iron float. "Lift it out," he said. Then the man reached out his hand and took it. What is the lesson here? All of these young men got to witness God's work. He worked a miracle through his servant, Elisha. Elisha threw a piece of wood into the river. You wouldn't think to do that, but he knew exactly how God wanted him to do this. So Elisha threw a piece of wood in the river, and the iron axe floated up. This was a big deal for this man. So this man, you may think it was only a small axe head, but to this man, it was a big deal. Losing it meant he would need to replace it, work it off. Financially, he probably wasn't able to afford to replace it, so he would probably have to work for this man. This man would lose some credibility with the man he borrowed it from. God demonstrated his power through Elisha. My take on this was, have you ever borrowed something from someone? And did you return it back better than you got it? All right, I have two stories that from my point of view. So I had a lawnmower, and a neighbor wanted to borrow my lawnmower. Well, I will explain the condition of my lawnmower. It would smoke, it sputtered, it was kind of, you know, the wheels were wobbly. I kept it clean and everything, but I wasn't a mechanical. I kept it, the oil, I kept the gas in there, but you know, I just didn't go get it fixed. I would have somebody go fix it. So the neighbor borrowed my mower. And I said, you know, if it breaks down when you have it, don't feel bad. It's okay. Don't worry about it. I told him it was in not the best condition. He returned it after using it for a few weeks. He returned it in better condition. He had changed the oil. He had cleaned the motor. He had tightened my wheels. And it was now in almost brand new working order. I was so grateful for that. I was not expecting that in any way whatsoever. His credibility was increased. He is a man of God, and that also made me think better of him as he returned that piece of equipment in better condition. So he represented God well there, and I felt very grateful. My husband borrowed a brush cutter from a friend. We have timber that we're clearing out and working on. And so he was down in the timber with this brush cutter, and there's old fence in the brush sometimes, and some wire got wrapped around the brush cutter. So Mike took the brush cutter into the place to get it fixed. They fixed it, repaired it, got it all cleaned up. And when Mike returned the borrowed equipment from his friend, he returned it in the same working order, not any worse. I wouldn't say it was any better working order, but it was the same working order, considering it had a piece of wire wrapped around the blade. But he made sure that equipment, when you borrow something, you have got to make sure you return it better or in the same condition. That is a given. So just know that. So Mike made sure he did that. He returned it in clean working condition, so his friend wasn't out using his brush cutter. So I want to do point number two. Make sure you show love and faithfulness when using another person's things. If you damage something, get it fixed and return it in better condition. That shows God's love and faithfulness. What is the significance of the axe head? The primary idea about the significance is the axe head, it was borrowed. It shows that we're going to have misfortunes and things happen. Things will upset our work. And so when that happens, you can show your upstanding behavior by getting that person's borrowed equipment repaired and returned in either the same working condition or better. So, what is a life lesson? 2 Kings teaches us an important life lesson. Actions have consequences. When you mess up or something happens, fix it. That means repent. Fix it. God warned in effect through the prophets, if you sin, then work on repenting. Fix your sin. If you break something or ruin something of someone's, either replace it, fix it, and make sure they get it back in working condition, the way that you used it, or better. Israel and Judah learned the hard way that God means what he says. God wants us to treat each other with care and respect. He wants his leaders to lead by example. And so, for today, when you are working with others, support each other. When you are working with others, love them, show faithfulness, and know that when you love God, he works all things out for our good. I want to thank you so much for listening today. Mike will be back next week, so don't worry. And I hope you have a wonderful Sunday. Thank you for listening to Vital Ministries. Have a wonderful day.